Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы говорим с каббалистом Михаилом Лайтманом.
Hello, dear friends, the news with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. I'd like to ask about the Day of Jerusalem. Well, in large, I understand it's after the Six-Day War, Jerusalem became a complete city, and this day is celebrated as the Day of Jerusalem. But this isn't what I'm asking about. I'm asking about Jerusalem and its more exalted meaning. What is it for you, Dr. Lightman? I don't see that there is any Jerusalem Day altogether. Because who said so? And who accepts this as the Day of Jerusalem altogether? It's not that by that I identify with the Orthodox Jews that don't accept all of these Zionistic new orders, established new orders. But on the other hand, the Day of Jerusalem, I don't know, Jerusalem is too exalted in order to be mentioned as a day, the day during which it was liberated in the Six-Day War from Arab rule. I don't think that for Jerusalem it's a sufficiently respectable date or cause. What happened as a result, you know? What happened with the city? What changed? The administration of socialists came in there or something? Of course, it's calmer to live there now. No one jumps you. The city isn't seriously divided into two parts, but it is divided. And nonetheless, you can't consider it as one city. We have to understand the essence of Jerusalem in and of itself in order to understand what the Day of Jerusalem is. So that's what I'm asking about. What is it for you? For me, the Day of Jerusalem did not come yet, and it's not that I'm not a Zionist, but I'm a real Zionist, not a political one. And therefore, the way I define it, the Day of Jerusalem did not come yet. And when it will come, what is that for you? The Day of Jerusalem is a day during which the nation, the government, the land will acquire its central point of existence, Yerushalayim, from the words Ir Shalem, a whole and complete city of awe, where people will feel that they have a common heart, one thought, one desire. Toward what? Toward a common goal, which is what? Ah, here we start stumbling upon something already. We're trying to deepen into the matter, but we see that we can't. Meaning here we start discovering that we don't yet have any common concept. No common understanding of what Jerusalem is. And therefore, we can't say anything. Well, still, I'm asking for you, what is Jerusalem? For me, Jerusalem is that point in the heart of the nation that has to become revealed to it as the point out of which it creates itself as a nation, its government, as a country, and everything that the world expects of it. So the goal of this unified nation is what? To reveal to the entire world the purpose of the existence of the world, which is what? That people will get together in such a way that there will be no difference between them, meaning it is a very exalted goal, sublime goal, that has to lead everyone to complete unification. All of mankind. So you're saying that then there will be one nation all around the world. Yeah? All around the world. And this nation will live according to that one unified goal. Yes, in their unification, they will start attaining the upper force of the Creator and will discover by that the reason, the purpose of their existence, for the existence of mankind. And Jerusalem will then become capital of the world? Yes, only then will it be Yerushalayim, a whole and complete city. How exactly to translate Jerusalem? It is a whole and complete world, goal, heart, desire, city, etc. When they say Jerusalem is a white city, meaning what? White meaning that it has to be completely built on bestowal and love. White symbolizes bestowal and love, the color of the light. When people say Paris, for example, then, you know, you grasp something New York, you grasp something else, it's a kind of Babylon, many different nations, but when you say Jerusalem, it's, you know, people feel something inside, right, because every living person has a point inside himself that did not yet awaken, but it does exist in each and every one of us, in any person on this planet called Jerusalem. Will we come to that? For sure. When? Unknown. But Kabbalists do write about it, that this city will become the capital of the world. Yeah, but not the capital that, as we mean it today, a spiritual capital of the world. It is as is, to some extent, but it has to become common. In this city live people of different religions. Does it say that this is how the world's going to be? No, the world is going to be one, and there will be one religion. It will be the religion of attaining the one upper force that precisely in that way unites everyone into a single nation. I think that was beautiful.
Это надо так. Другая тема, абсолютно.
On a completely different topic.
Все нормально у тебя.
Во Франции продолжается скандал.
In France, there's a scandal. A letter sent by 20 generals to Macron that France is coming closer to a civil war, that in the country there are neighborhoods that you simply can't go into, there are their own laws there, that extreme Islam is becoming ever more revealed, and there are two governments that actually exist in France. And they made a survey, and about 73% of the French people are sure that France is falling apart. 58% accept this letter, agree with it. Others think that the law of the Republic doesn't work there, doesn't apply to certain places in France, and there's a feeling like they're heading towards civil war. Well, I'd say that the nearing of a civil war is felt all around the world in all countries. There are tremendous oppositions, and all countries are split into two, three parts. And therefore, the world needs this kind of a very strong, truthful goal, I'd say, but the goal is unification, but I'd say that the world needs the means for unification that will be accepted by all, agreed upon by everyone, and realized by everyone. And of course, in this regard, we're on the verge of a civil war, meaning everyone's shooting in their own direction. Yeah, and these are unsolvable conflicts. For example, if 30 years ago I was in Belfast, yesterday I saw a show from Belfast the same things. So many years went by, and even before I was there, I met a journalist there, a famous local journalist, and others. I don't see any difference. Meaning the hot spots are still there all the time, all the time. They're not quenching, they're not weakening, but it's constant fire. Today, things are becoming more acute. Maybe later on, you know, things will quench, and again, they'll...
Ну, то есть вы считаете, что вот так вот это...
And again, they'll become hostile. You know, it all depends. So you think that up to a certain... Dr. Lightman, if the conflict, and it's a worldwide conflict, the split, the divide is a worldwide one between parties, religions, if it will not seriously be correctly resolved, then, of course, this will lead to war. And, you know, that now they're trying to somehow stab each other in the back. But actually, it can, you know, become something very frontal. Are there really such places that you can't go into, like in France? Like, I mean, is it possible to have that? The thing is that there's no king, there's no one leadership, there's no person who would say, I am the government. Beautiful. Now you see how necessary it is. No one can say anything against it. So you think that there has to be like a monarch? They all disappeared on purpose, especially now. It seems that the last ones are disappearing now in England and other places. Well, you know, that old lady, so be it. But to say that, this is mine, this is my home, these are my people, this is what you're looking for. Yeah, meaning that this is me. It's actually an excellent result of the upper governance here on Earth. You know, immediately there's a warm feeling if such a person will appear and will say, he can't appear. He has to be accepted by all unanimously. He has to have like this laissez-passer, that he is the representative as if of God. But this is how it used to be. I clearly have a feeling that then everything would have been resolved, and this is how it used to be. But today, in order for the world to come to such a state by itself, not from above, I have this feeling that this word democracy, it ruined some foundations, basic foundations. You know, equal rights, democracy, suddenly... It can't be by nature, since all people are different. You mean democracy can't exist? Can't. All people are different. All people are individuals, and therefore there can't be equality. It has to grow out of inequality, where people understand that they're not equal, and they compensate for that inequality together, and this way raise democracy. This is the future of democracy, the future democracy, not what you have today. So today it's kind of forced. Today they go out with colorful flags, and that's your democracy. So I know that we're all unequal. No person is equal to any other person. Everyone's different in something. The second thing is that no person feels that he has to be equal to someone else, but feels that he's better, higher than others. And therefore, we need a special method by which we can equalize ourselves with one another consciously. I don't want to be greater than others. I don't want to be smaller or inferior to others. But we have to bring ourselves to equality. And this has to be happen consciously, so much so that this is what I want and nothing else. Only then can the world, can there be happiness on earth. When will I come to that, this exalted understanding? But no one's cultivating it. No one's disseminating it. No one teaches it. You need tremendous educational work here. So the fact that we're raising our children to be stronger, better than the other, for what purpose? To be stronger, better for what? And or for you to be able to show everyone else how is it possible to be equal? It doesn't, one does not destroy the other. Okay, so what do I show? What does it mean to show others to be equal? What do I have to say? Show that you really want to see that everyone's equal in everything. And this is what my talents were given to me for. Everything that you do above your animate existence, minimum animal existence, is only in order for you to create an equality between everyone. Well, of course, it's all beautiful, and we tried to do it. Communists tried, socialists. There wasn't the right foundation. Of course, you can't do it without correcting the ego. So one way or another, we need to prepare a foundation for it. There's need to educate man that will understand that don't beat others, but educate yourself and others. It's not simple. So one way or another, a person has to understand that he's an egoist through the recognition of evil. But I have an ego that does not allow me to be a good person. But there is hope because the world's advancing toward the recognition of evil. Will it not come later than a serious worldwide war, which is, of course, a catastrophe? Maybe we'll live to see it.
Вы как бы призваны, чтобы эту инструкцию распространить миру.
Кроме того, что я уже сказал, мне нечего добавить.
I really have nothing to add to what I already said. Everything's written. Just to disseminate as much as possible. And that's not me already, but my students, those that understand.
You
know that the film industry learned how to enliven deceased actors, singers that come out in the form of holograms on stage. There is an interactive chat bot that can have a conversation on behalf of any person, even deceased. It's called digital resurrection. The idea is that my true self isn't my body. It's given information that you can separate from the body and keep it in some other form. I mean, the thought is correct. I am not my body or anything, but you can separate the information from my body. So they came closer to feeling the state of immortality. Wait a moment. Don't climb too high. That's something completely different, eternity. They took man, they copied all of his movements, character, the movements of his character. And now they can manipulate. After they recorded all that, worked on it, divided it into beats, parts, now they can create whatever form out of them, meaning I can take whoever that is I can take Snow White and make a gremlin out of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear the words of a beloved person. I know that these are his gestures, habits. This is how we lived. This is how everything was. This is my friend.
I feel
him. Great. You see that it's all created. And what seemed to you is also was also created. And you can't tell the two apart. We're all inside this hologram. And fine, everything's great. Meaning the world is really imaginary. The world really wants to come to this state of eternity. What for? With the life that we have today? To the contrary, I would make such a movie out of this, these holograms, that everyone would simply want to go to sleep and forever, you know, calmly, nicely. Would have been a great planet then. Sleeping. With mattresses, everything sleeps comfortably. The secret of sinners, the sleep of sinners is to their benefit. Immortality, what is that for you? Immortality for me is rising above the level of death, above the level of our life. That's considered even worse than death. Kabbalah sees our life as the lowest possible existence, that you can't even, in short, and we have to start rising from it and to really make a true movie out of ourselves, for each of us to start acting out our correct, proper image, character, a positive one, an exalted one that encompasses the entire world, to act out, actually. Of course, because we're not that way. You know who we are. So we don't need any digital technologies. We need none of that. But simply to teach a person how to be an artist, an actor. No, no. But that I will act out such a role that I actually want to see in myself, in which I would like to see myself, and that I would get into that role and demonstrate it to everyone, this role, and everyone would demonstrate themselves in relation to myself and others. And this way, we would have turned this world out of a game into something real. But how do you make the transition if it's a game? Well, if everyone's acting, then this acting turns into something real. So I start accepting it as something real. Someone else is acting. Of course. And then between us, there is no split of whether it's the truth or acting. We're acting all the time. And by that, we draw upon ourselves the upper light, a special kind of energy, a cosmic kind of energy that would have made such people out of us. I more or less understand today's role, our role today. We see who we are. And that's also not how we really are. It is also something that is dictated to us. All the hate, all the wars, yes. And we have to discover that we're being toyed with, that it is our ego that is ruling us and everything. It's not we. So all of this pride, all of these things, you know, condescending over others, it's not me. You have no idea who you are. So we finally came to the fact that I don't know who I am. And when I act someone out, then at least you know who you're acting out. then I don't say, I live by the truth. I say, I'm acting out. That's good. This I understand. Who am I supposed to act out? Yourself as a sage, as someone righteous. Righteous is who? One who justifies everyone. That too demands clarification. Well, you simply have to act that way and learn from life. What happens then? To justify everyone means everyone, including everyone, to feel that besides myself, everything else is good. And then you find yourself in a very interesting environment. There are many questions here. Great, and make such a movie. Questions will be, how can I justify him or her? No, there's no talk about that. Nothing. You simply have to do it, and you will see that there's no coercion and none of these things really exist. But this is how it is all, how we all depicted due to our qualities, corrupted qualities. This is very interesting. This is a film that all of mankind has to play in, or it starts from a small group. From a small group, but it actually has to go and grow. They have to understand that if they will start rebuilding themselves in the world that way, then unless we start doing it, it's our end. This I don't understand. The end meaning how? Things will, you know, the future will be very grim if so. There will be such irreversible changes that will happen in mankind that will maybe awaken it in many thousands of years. In what case? Unless we ourselves will aspire for change, to act out the role of a sage, as you said. Yeah. You know, there's this Russian story about this.
Честь безумца человечеству сон голубой. Вот как бы навеять такой сон, вот что надо играть.
How can we, you know, give people this picture of what they should aspire for? That's a question.